trees, the giant redwood. Cuttings arrived here from the United States this week, where it's getting too hot and dry for the trees, which are often over 50 metres tall, to survive. For more, let's talk to Andrew St. Ledger from the Irish Woodland League, a group who describes themselves as dedicated to restoring the relationship between people and their native woodlands. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Tell us why redwoods are so special and how much threat are they under?
Well, redwoods are amongst the oldest living organisms and the largest in size. They can live for 4,000 years old. They can grow and have been known to grow to almost 400 feet. And the conditions have been changing on the west coast of America due to climate change, it is said. And the Archangel project in America is deeply concerned about their future and have included the restoration of redwoods as part of a global project restoring basically the oldest ancient trees all over the world. And that includes some of Ireland's native oak trees and yew trees and also some holly. And that would be our connection with Archangel. In 2008, we were contacted to help find some of Ireland's remaining old trees, particularly oaks. So 22 ancient Irish oaks were located, and they include the Brian Boru oak tree in County Clare and the Charleville oak in Offaly.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about why they chose Ireland for the redwoods, because our climate's very different to California, and tell us a little bit about how these trees or cuttings of them got here this week.
Yeah, okay, well, there were 8 countries chosen to send cuttings to, okay, and that was on the basis that the climates of those 8 countries would match the conditions needed for redwoods, according to Archangel. And basically, the cuttings then were sent towards the end of last week. Ireland, actually, there was a delay on our end, and we received our trees last. We received them at the end.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it seems with the logistical issue of distributing these trees and being very, being careful, as careful as possible with them, a very precious cargo. There's also the paperwork for clearance regards importation of plants that are not native. So there was basically just some logistical delays on behalf of Archangel's distribution. We were also only notified of this 1 week ago. We were very honoured and humbled to be entrusted with this task. We would have liked some more notice. As I say, our contact or interest with Archangel was mostly in connection with the restoration of Ireland's ancient forests. However, we do see the significance and also the importance of the research of examining how these ancient specimens will do in 3 different locations when we plant them out, and they will be monitored and studied with a view to seeing if they could be adapted to Ireland's climate.
7:30, I'll get to news headlines in just a moment. Andrew, the size of the plants that have come here, I understand they're about sort of 15 to 18 inches.
Yes.
Now, are they going directly into the ground in the wild in Ireland, or are they going to be sort of hothoused first?
Well, not hothouse. They're going to be grown in a nursery alongside some ancient oaks that are being grown from acorns. And basically, they will be acclimatized outdoors and nursed on. Their immune systems shall be strengthened, and also their physical size shall be strengthened.
And it's County Clare, is that right, where they're going to be?
It will be in County Clare. Can I mention our website?
Very quickly.
It's www.woodlandleague.org. And there will be information there about further information on that website.
Andrew, thanks very much for speaking to us. That's Andrew St. Ledger from the Irish Woodland League. 7:31, let's get a news update now with Brian Jennings.